you look at all of this need and you think, man, God, you know, just to be the person who delivers the news, it's incredibly humbling and just so great because you're so happy for these people to have this moment in life, just to see that look like, oh, it's not going to be as hard as I thought. And then, of course, to add on free food for a year from Chick-fil-A. It's the best.
True Chick-fil-A fans know it's not really about the chicken. It's about loving and serving people. Today on My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, the incredible story of a radio station in Atlanta that's been partnering with Chick-fil-A operators there to bless people in life-changing ways. Hi, guys. I'm Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who also blesses people in life-changing ways.
Yeah, Allison, of course, you know firsthand by working with me, when I walk into a room, it just kind of lights up and people can tell the difference. And then there's the time when I paid off those people's mortgage and then I bought a car for this young couple, but it's not about me.
Wow.
I don't like talking about these things.
Are you sure that's not like a Lifetime movie you watched or something?
It might be.
Sounds like a plot. But it could be real life. In fact, I think it is real life from what's going on in Atlanta. I want to go ahead and bring in our special guest today. Beth Bacall hosts the afternoons on The Fish 104.7, Atlanta's home for everything uplifting and positive. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Jim.
Thank you so much for being with us.
I am so thrilled to be talking to you too, because I'm a big fan of the both of y'all as well.
Oh, thank you. Let's talk about how you've been partnering with Chick-fil-A for quite a while now.
Yeah. Gosh, about 7 years. We started with the Fish Christmas Wish with Chick-fil-A. The Fish was doing Christmas wishes to begin with, and then Chick-fil-A came on board and said, hey, we want to be a blessing to Atlanta and use the model that you're doing with your Fish Christmas wishes. So that was the beginning of everything. We started doing live broadcasts every morning from the day after Thanksgiving up until Christmas Day, where we would show up at a different Chick-fil-A every morning and do a live morning show broadcast. And we would bring out tablets that had wishes. People in the area would sign up for a Christmas wish that they needed, wanted, sign up one for someone else. And the only way you could find these specific wishes would be to come to the Chick-fil-A we were doing the live broadcast at. So first of all, just getting to go to all these different Chick-fil-A's in Atlanta. I mean, could you just imagine that every morning in a different location? It was so incredible.
There's a lot of them there.
Oh my, yeah. I mean, you name it. I've probably been to every single Chick-fil-A in Georgia by this time. So people would come in and take a look at these wishes and pick a wish that they could grant. And then we would also grant wishes with Chick-fil-A. In fact, sometimes even the owner operators would grant wishes that would just make an incredible difference. And it would be really specific to the community. A lot of people, you know, if we were doing a live broadcast from the Athens Chick-fil-A, you know, the people of Athens would come out and specifically a lot of the times look for, you know, wishes from people that made them in Atlanta so that they could team up maybe with their family members or their youth group and really make a difference right there. So it was good to be a community blessing, but then it also just was an incredible Christmas blessing no matter what, because you could find somebody else's need through these Christmas wishes. And they were incredible. In fact, when there was an Avalon opening of a Chick-fil-A, one of the biggest Chick-fil-A actually right here in Atlanta. And we did a really great Fish Christmas Wish there one morning, great live broadcast, lots of people. I mean, we had a woman named Norma come by right after she had just had her chemo treatment for breast cancer, and she wanted to grant a wish for somebody else. And you know, the Chick-fil-A culture just brings the best out of everybody. So the owner-operators of this brand new Chick-fil-A in Avalon, which is just the best Chick-fil-A, it's so incredible, they were talking. They said, I said, you should look at the wishes because there's people who want jobs. So they did, and they ended up doing a big Christmas wish where they hired a student who was new in town. The family had come, single mom story with a bunch of kids and great kids. He ended up working for them. They ended up adopting the whole family. They do all the holidays with this family. This young man became one of their best workers. He got a part of the Chick-fil-A college program. So, you know, these wishes are just so sticky and they extend in so many different directions. It's really an honor to be a part of this with Chick-fil-A. You know, they do everything great, Allison.
That's so true. And so the Christmas wish kind of morphed into this acts of love that you do during other times of year?
Yeah, we do fish acts of love where we would seek people in the community. And it could be anything. It could be helping somebody with, you know, their rent just to get by. It could be showing up in a kid's classroom whose father was serving somewhere in the States and make their birthday really big. And when Chick-fil-A saw what the Christmas wishes were doing in Atlanta, they chose to become a part of the acts of love. And right now, in fact, during the pandemic, they said they wanted to do more acts of love for Atlanta. So it's been really great. Thanks to you know, our connection with Chick-fil-A, we've just had the blessing of granting like six huge acts of love for families here in Atlanta, who you already know, the pandemic's already had people spinning all over the place, right, Jim? I mean, just that in and of itself. But then for Chick-fil-A to come in and say, let's make a bigger difference, it's been really great.
Wow. How do you possibly choose the people to help? And how come my name has not come up yet?
Well, I can tell you the website to go to if you'd like to submit yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. We always say with the wishes, you know, people come in for their fish Christmas wishes and they look at the tablets filled with people's needs and wants. And sometimes they'll just give a gift like to the Fish Christmas Wish Fund because it just gets so heavy. There's just so much need. And I find that that's one way that actually God works through people's hearts when they are able to sit down in a place like Chick-fil-A and take a look at how blessed they are by seeing other people's needs. So we'd like to think that sometimes the wish will find the person as far as the Fish Christmas wishes go. And with the acts of love, well, I think when you really have your eye out, it's not really hard to see people that have a big need. However, we do have submissions if people know somebody who has a need for the acts of love on our website. We'll go there and then you vet them down and you see what, you know, what is the real need? How could we really help them? We get a lot of requests and I always pray over the wishes before we choose which ones to bring on the air because I know that God knows which one is supposed to be the one. So depends on what's received, depends on where God leads us. And we seek the stories that we can, you know, how can we best be a blessing with these stories that we're seeing?
Let's talk about one of the families that you recently blessed, Amber and Russell. This family has really had a rough time recently.
You know, their story, we felt, was very, unfortunately, typical of a lot of families in the pandemic right now. You can imagine the different types of requests you get when anybody is, you know, seeking some help. You hear every story and it really does take a lot of prayer and recovery sometimes. But their particular story, this was a family in Cumming, Georgia, who had always paid their bills, lived that life where they love their neighbor, love their church, love their local Chick-fil-A too. You know, their daughter's getting ready for her senior year of high school. She's on the cheerleading squad. And mom was a worker in the school cafeteria system. And when March happened, the pandemic came and her school shut down. And first, this woman's in tears about her school shutting down and not being able to work in the school cafeteria any longer because she couldn't say goodbye to the kids. She wasn't even mentioning she's not getting a paycheck anymore. She says, I couldn't say goodbye to these kids. I've been serving these kids for how long? But she also was without a paycheck. And then her husband did something that he has done every year they have lived in this house. I think they were there for like 7 years. Every year, they have a community pool. He has dove headfirst and, you know, dived into the pool many times. It was the 4th of July. Family was at the community pool. Dad goes to dive in. And there was another child that was diving in at the same time. And he tried to dive away from this other child that was diving in to avoid hitting the kid. And he ends up diving headfirst into this swimming pool that he has been swimming in for years, gets out of the pool, obviously doesn't feel good, goes home, and he doesn't even go to the hospital for 2 days. And they find out that he broke two vertebrae in the back of his neck, and he just got really sick really fast. And it's a miracle this man is alive. And so he also was unable to go to work. Thank you God he could go home to get, you know, the restoration that he needed, but he's not going to be able to go back to work till maybe the end of the year. So this is a family that was always very thorough about paying their bills, loving their neighbors, and woke up one day with nothing. So they had been nominated for an act of love, and we were really grateful to go out and help, you know, extend their rent, give them what they needed so their daughter could get a good fresh start in high school, which she was about to start. Mom is about to go back to work, but we were just able to go and love on this family in a way that could, you know, not make it get any worse. And Chick-fil-A gave them a year of free Chick-fil-A, and I think they thought that was better than anything we could have possibly ever given them to begin with.
Wow. Well, let's listen to that moment where he surprised his couple with a huge blessing.
We know you might not get back to work till December. So the way we're looking at that, August, September, October, November, December, 5 months of your rent will be paid today.
So you bless them with rent for 5 months. You bless them by taking care of their car payment. And then the Chick-fil-A operator steps in with another huge gift, which you're right. It seems like those get the best reaction.
You know, what's funny is they knew the operator. We had shown up at their front door getting ready to say, hey, hi. And the mom, Amber's like, oh, hey, Jean, what are you doing here?
So they must be regulars.
Big time regulars. They like the spicy chicken sandwich. They were so happy to see him.
That sounds so good. What is it like to be part of a moment like this in someone's life? I mean, you've done it so many times, but you must see such a sense of relief wash over them.
I'm so humbled to be a part of this. You look at all of this need and you think, man, God, you know, just to be the person who delivers the news, it's incredibly humbling and just so great because you're so happy for these people to have this moment in life, just to see that look like, oh, it's not going to be as hard as I thought. And then, of course, to add on free food for a year from Chick-fil-A. It's the best.
Amber and Russell were just one of the stories that you've shared, but can you tell us some other families that have kind of stood out in your mind that you've helped recently?
Yes, actually, I just did one this morning before we were able to connect with this podcast, but Larry Clark has had a really hard year with this pandemic. Right after the pandemic and quarantine happened, he lost his wife, Judy, and he and Judy had been married for so many years. They had a lot of children. And they took care of a lot of their grandchildren. In fact, they had raised one of their grandchildren since he was 2 weeks old. His name is Stephen. And Stephen just passed a month ago. So there's two big, huge losses for this man named Larry Clark. We were connecting with him, and we went to Monticello, Georgia, to see Larry. And then we come to find out that in addition to those two big losses, he's also lost the use and the capacity to breathe properly. He was just diagnosed with lung cancer, and he can't live without oxygen. He has to bring his oxygen tank everywhere, and he's been driving himself back and forth from his cancer treatments to the hospital in a car without any air conditioning. And his house is really full. He's a very generous man. He took in his two grandsons, his granddaughter, and his daughter. So it is a full house, but they have to move out within the next 8 days because it's not a safe place for him to live. The entire family has outgrown the house, and they just didn't have the means to move on, yet the countdown clock is happening. So we were able to go out and meet Larry and see his family, and it's so hard during the pandemic because you cannot hug these people. It's like you just see them, and we drive up in this big Chick-fil-A van, and you just want to get out and hug them, but we couldn't. We kept our distance, but thanks to, you know, our connection with Chick-fil-A, we kind of calculated that it would cost about $6,000-ish for him to get air conditioning in his vehicle and to have enough money to move the family into a safe space. So we were able to give him $6,000 and just some hope so that the next thing coming would be cared for. And like I said, he was raising his two great-grandchildren who are virtually learning from his home. So we gave them two new laptops and just just the tears and the hope and the relief that, you know, we were able to bring them. It's such a gift. Their life, these are life-changing moments, you know, that we're doing with Chick-fil-A. Nobody takes it for granted. In fact, you drive home with a lot of silence when you process what just happened.
Yeah, I would look at Larry's story and be like, oh, there's nothing I can do. This guy needs a miracle. But here you are delivering a miracle.
So funny you say that, Allison, because as I was leaving the house, I was walking away. They had one of those signs, those little wooden signs, you know, that you would buy at a craft fair on their chain linked fence. They had a scarecrow up, a little decoration. And right next to it said, "We believe in miracles." And I thought, man, you just got it.
I just got chills. That's amazing.
They also got a year free of Chick-fil-A from the Chick-fil-A in Covington, Georgia, too.
Well, they're going to go celebrate tonight, I'm sure.
I'm sure, too. And it's fun because then we all start talking about, what's your favorite Chick-fil-A? What do you order at Chick-fil-A? Because everybody has their Chick-fil-A order, right?
Oh, totally. Yes.
Yeah, chicken. Well, all these heavy stories, I'm getting a little emotional here, and I don't like that. So we're going to take a break here so I can compose myself. But when we return, I'm going to see if I can beat this Atlanta resident in a round of Chick-fil-A trivia.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfilapodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
All right, welcome back. We've been hanging out with Beth Bacall from the Fish 104.7 in Atlanta. And how long have you lived in Atlanta, Beth?
I've been here for almost 9 years, Jim.
Oh, since you were a teenager then.
You know it.
Well, you've been telling us a lot of great stories about wishes and stuff. And what's it like when someone comes in wanting to grant a fish Christmas wish?
Yeah, we're at a different location every morning between Thanksgiving and Christmas with the Fish Christmas Wishes, a different Chick-fil-A location. And people will come in and grab the tablets, which have the wishes. And they'll go scrolling through just to see what wish they feel like they want to grant. Some people want to get toys for kids. Some people, you know, maybe there's a dentist that's looking at the wishes and they'll be able to donate their services for somebody. There are a lot of people that have a big dental need we see in these wishes. And I really have the privilege of meeting people that just come in to say hi and to take a look and see what wish they might want to grant. And you don't find out who the wish is for until you commit to caring for it. So you don't get the information. You know the location and you know the need. So I had one woman come up and she just said, this is so my wish. She was only in the store for a few minutes. She goes, I just know this is the wish I'm supposed to grant. And it was for a family that had just hit the hardest times. And they just wanted Christmas for their family. They had 3 kids. They had some bills. They wanted gift cards just to have Christmas dinner. And so she goes to find out who the wish is for and how she could fulfill it. And it ends up being her next door neighbor.
Get out.
I'm not kidding. Like a friendly next door neighbor. And she would never have known that family's need had she not come into the Chick-fil-A that day. And then this woman ended up getting the entire neighborhood to totally bless this family. They paid their mortgage till the end of the year. They found out what the whole story was, and dad had lost their job, mom had gotten sick, and they just didn't have anybody. And the whole neighborhood helped this family. It was incredible.
And this is Atlanta we're talking about. It's not like some small town. That's incredible.
I know. Now I just got the chills.
Wow. Well, Beth, because you've spent so much time in the birthplace of Chick-fil-A and you've been to every Chick-fil-A in the greater Atlanta area, we think that probably makes you an expert on Chick-fil-A.
Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to put your Chick-fil-A knowledge to the test with a round of Chick-fil-A trivia. You'll be competing against our own Nugget Whiz kid, Jim Mann. So, Beth, to ring in, you're going to shout, "My pleasure."
Okay. My All pleasure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Jim, you're going to moo like a cow.
Oh, for crying out loud. No.
All right, I want to hear a little more lifelike moo there when you ring in, Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, first question. How many Chick-fil-A operators were there in 2018? A, approximately 1,000, B, approximately 2,000, or C, approximately 5,000?
My pleasure.
Beth?
Approximately 2,000.
You are right!
Moo, nice job.
Was that a guess or did you know that?
It was a guess, educated guess.
Okay, nice. All right, question two. The first standalone Chick-fil-A was in Atlanta within sight of which popular fast food establishment? A, Burger King, B, McDonald's, C, Arby's, or D, all of the above?
Moo.
Jim?
Does that sound real?
Not really.
I would say, I mean, whenever there's a McDonald's, there's a Burger King and usually an Arby's nearby. So I'm going to say D, all above.
Jim? You're right!
Yes! Moo, 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 moo.
It was a little high-pitched moo there.
Mine or hers?
A couple octaves.
Oh.
All right. Question three. This is tied up at the moment. When was the first grilled chicken sandwich introduced at Chick-fil-A? A, 1989, B, 1997, or C, 2003?
My pleasure.
Yes, Beth.
2003. C.
That would be wrong. Good job, Jim.
Do I get to guess at A?
A, 1989 is correct.
Oh, les mots.
Jim just jumped into the lead. Beth, you're pretty healthy. Do you order the grilled chicken a lot?
No, I get a grilled market salad with no blue cheese and no dressing.
Ooh. Get out. You both are market salad people.
Yeah, finally.
I like Jim's water milkshakes, too.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? Especially with the cherry.
Question four. Who catered Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy's 80th birthday party? We don't know. Beth might have been there. I don't know. All right. Was it A, Chick-fil-A, B, the Varsity, or C, the Silver Skillet? Anybody?
No.
Jim?
It would be too obvious to be Chick-fil-A. I don't know much about the Silver Skillet, but the Varsity is a very popular, well-known thing in Atlanta, so I'll go with B.
And Jim, you would be right!
That was good reasoning.
Thank you.
Have you eaten at the Varsity, Beth?
Maybe.
I feel like everyone that lives there has to have eaten there, but I don't know. You sound a little...
Well, I've been there, and my kids have eaten there, and I just wasn't hungry when we went through. But, you know, it's closed now. They were trying to do takeout, curbside, and they weren't able to keep up because there were too many people on the road, so the Varsity is closed. They have a really good orange dream drink. That's what I've had from the Varsity.
Oh, sounds good, but I'm sad they're closed. Hopefully they'll reopen after all this craziness.
No kidding.
All right, last question. I'm going to say double or nothing here. See if you can tie it up. Which first lady did Truett present a chicken sandwich to when she visited Atlanta? A, Barbara Bush, B, Betty Ford, or C, Lady Bird Johnson?
My pleasure.
Beth?
A.
No, it's not Barbara.
I thought it would have been Rosalind Carter, too. That's what I was thinking, but she wasn't even an option. Who was it, Jim?
Let me see.
Betty or Lady Bird?
I'll go with Lady Bird.
Yes. Me and Jim, you're on fire today.
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. Well, Jim's the winner this round, but we still know that Beth is a true Chick-fil-A fan, so we're not going to judge you for that.
My favorite Chick-fil-A is the new Chick-fil-A that opened right close to Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Ooh, have you been there?
I have, man. I had my diet Chick-fil-A lemonade right there, right before we went to Radio City Music Hall, and it was so good.
Wow. See, she topped me anyway.
Oh, she did.
Oh, well, hey, it's time for another quick break, but more with Beth when we return.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret that I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Welcome back. So Beth, how many more families will you be blessing with acts of love with Chick-fil-A? Is this like an unending thing? I'm sure you have a lot of needs.
Yeah, we do have a lot of needs. And from what I understand, we're going to continue blessing people through the pandemic up until the time we get to start the Fish Christmas with Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome. And so how can people nominate someone if they're listening to this and they're in the Atlanta area and they want to be a part of it?
Sure. You know, even if you're not in the Atlanta area, but you know somebody that is, you know, that's incredibly doable as well. We've had people, you know, submit wishes for their family members that do live in Atlanta. And that has been really cool coast to coast. I'll just go to thefishatlanta.com, thefishatlanta.com. If you log into that, you will find a spot that says Fish Acts of Love. And you can click into that and fill out the form. But in November, you'll be seeing something that says Fish Christmas Wish. And that acts of love will be transferred over to the Christmas wishes. So you've got a lot of opportunity. Can't wait to hear who you think should get that blessing too.
Well, hey, I only live 2 hours away and I need my gutters cleaned. So Allison can nominate me, I guess.
Wow. Such a deep need there.
Well, it's very high in the back, okay?
Okay.
Well, Beth, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm just at Beth Bacall. On Instagram, too. And guys, I'm so hungry for Chick-fil-A. I think that should be all of our next posts, what we're going to have for lunch today.
Yes, totally. I know you guys are market salad. I'm not going to join you on that one.
Well, that depends. My order changes depending on where I am, like with my eating.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm not like in my salad clean eating mode, I will also have one of those Chick-fil-A sandwiches with 43 pickles that you so beautifully featured not too long ago.
Yes, the hashtag insane pickle challenge. You need to do it.
I'm on it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Beth. This has been a blast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for really putting a spotlight on doing good things for other people. I really appreciate you too.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.